When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Do you notice that your email, does this do this for you? Will ask you if you want the message translated to Polish? Does yours do that?
I've not noticed that.
I just sent an email, and I just noticed I've seen it many times, maybe every time. At the end of it, it has an option, click, sort of right-click for Polish.
No other language, just Polish?
Just Polish, yeah.
I would understand if my phone were doing that to me.
Could it have something to do, the person I just emailed
recognizes that I'm Polish, but I don't know.
No. The person I just emailed has a Polish name. I wonder if it has something to do with that. Because nothing about the message would suggest that I needed it translated into Polish.
But you've seen this before.
I have.
Okay. So it's probably not just because this person has a Polish name.
No, I've probably written people that don't have Polish names. But I haven't really focused on this before. I'm just bringing it up. See if you have any knowledge.
I've not noticed this.
With us now is Steve Reed, AP reporter in Charlotte. The Bills and the Panthers Sunday at 1. Rare meeting between these two teams. Every 4 years they get around to hanging out together. Steve, thanks for your time today.
Absolutely, guys.
So I guess this is really, to me, it's maybe two questions, but just to get us started here, how good are the Panthers, and is the answer different if Andy Dalton is playing?
I thought you were going to ask me how bad are the Bills going to beat the Panthers, because that might be the more pertinent question.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Dalton is going to start for the Panthers. I'm almost, the Panthers are trying to play coy with it, but Bryce Young's not going to play this week. It's supposedly a high ankle sprain, which will keep him out probably a couple weeks. So it'll be Andy Dalton. And, Andy Dalton's looked good in the times that he's come in for Bryce Young in the first game that he has replaced Young in over the past couple of years. So you never know. He could come out and have a pretty good game. But this is a Panthers team that's playing better. It's certainly not at the level, where the Bills are. This is a team that's trying to grow, trying to get better. Got a lot of young players. They've won three in a row under Bryce Young, which is, the first time ever he's won three games in a row. So it gives you a kind of idea of where they're at. They're playing better and they're running the football very well, very effectively. Rico Dowdle's had a couple big games, and then this past week they got Chuba Hubbard back, and they ended up going with a split carry rotation, and him and Chuba Hubbard were. It run decently against the Jets, but if anybody watched that Jets-Panthers game, it might have been, one of the worst football games you've ever seen in your life. But
yeah.
This is a football team that's fine in its way, and it's trying to find a way into the, into the playoffs for the first time since 2017, but we'll see how that goes.
How is the overall recognizing that he's hurt and not going to play this week and maybe for a couple weeks until he heals up, assuming he goes right back in, and that's maybe another layer to this, like if it goes well with Dalton. But how is it going with Bryce Young? It felt like at one point early last year it was over, and then he came back and looked like, wow, look, see, just needed a little more time. Has this year been a little more uneven? And like, what's the long range outlook there for Bryce Young?
No, this year's been better, and I agree with you. I think there was definitely a point in time through that last season after he got benched, where, and then he came back, and you're still wondering, you know, going, God, did they just make a horrible, horrible mistake? I think the jury is still out, even though this is year three. I think he's shown really good signs of making good decisions, good throws. He's played well in certain games. And I think, you know, there's a couple wins in this three-game win streak where he had to make a pass late in the game on fourth down and complete that pass for them to go on to get the winning score, and he did it twice. So that shows something there. It shows that, you know, he's got a little bit of moxie, you know, and you know, certainly a lot of winner in that. He's won at every level except for this level. So, no, they haven't given up on him, to answer your question. They still feel like he is the, you know, the quarterback of the future. And I think this time that there's not going to be, you know, Andy Dalton replacing him if he you know, continues to play well. I think, you know, if we learn one thing from the Panthers putting Chuba Hubbard back in the lineup, is that, you know, Dave Canales is probably going to go back to his guys. And certainly this case with Bryce Young, because they realize he is, you know, for better or for worse right now, the franchise quarterback that they have.
I mean, I certainly defer to you on this, your instincts here. They play the Bills and the Packers the next 2 weeks, so maybe you'd kind of expect them to lose a couple, and that makes it easier to make that move back to Young. But we see every year in the NFL, even like a little bit what Minnesota is right now, where maybe this, it's not the same, but maybe this veteran, I have a chance to make the playoffs, which we haven't done. The coach is trying to have enough success where he can remain the coach, you know, for years to come. And I wonder if he'd be tempted, because these would be nice wins, obviously, Steve, if they were to get them with Dalton.
Oh, sure. I mean, this would be, you know, kind of the marquee win under Dave Canales, if they can get it. But, you know, there's a lot of things pointing against him here. You know, Bryce Young's out. You know, the Bills, I mean, guys, I'm sure how familiar you are with Charlotte, but Charlotte's a very transplant city, and there is a ton of Buffalo Bills fans here. And I'm telling you, they're already talking about a Bills takeover, and my wife being one of them.
okay.
She went to UB up there, and nice. we're both from up there. But it's going to be a home game for the Bills, and I would assume, because it happens when the Cowboys come here, it happens when the Steelers come here. So this is very much going to be anticipated, a strong Buffalo, you know, contingent here. And then secondly, you know, as you guys know, Bills are coming off two losses. They can't be in a very good mood. They're coming off a bye week, so they've gotten some rest. They've had a chance to, you know, kind of get some stuff together. There's a lot of things pointing in a bad direction right now for the Carolina Panthers entering this game on Sunday.
Recognizing that there's a different quarterback playing here than who's played all the games prior here this season, Steve, what is Carolina good at on offense?
Well, I mean, they've been good at running the ball, guys. I mean, you know, Rico Dowdle had run for nearly 400 yards over a two-game span. And, you know, he gained 473 yards from scrimmage in those two games. This is before last week. And so he's, you know, he is given them a spark. And what is really unusual about this, too, is that the Panthers have yet to play, every starting offensive lineman for the Panthers has missed at least one game because of injury. They have been hit hard with injuries. Robert Hunt, who is a $100 million, you know, acquisition, free agent acquisition a couple of years ago, you know, he's on injured reserve. He's been done since week two. You know, Austin Corbett is just now coming back from his injury, and they've been, you know, just hit up and down the line with injuries, and yet they've still been able to run the ball. And that's really, you know, you look at it and you go, how are they still able to do that? I think part of it has been, you know, the teams that they have played. One thing you can't say also about them is they played well at home. They're 3-0 at home. They seem to bring a little bit more energy defensively when they're playing at home. And they certainly brought the energy last week on the road with the Jets. They had, you know, 6 sacks, and J.C. Horn had a couple nice interceptions. So, you know, it's a team that, listen, they're trending in the right direction. Are they world beaters? No. But, you know, they seem to be trending in the right direction right now.
With Steve Reed. So you're from the area too?
Yeah, I originally grew up in Syracuse, and I went to St. John Fisher, so I'm very familiar with y'all's training camp. And I worked down in Hornell at the Evening Tribune and covered the Bills early 90s for a few years while I was up there, yeah.
I went to Fisher, 93.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. 93.
Good. 1990.
So. All right.
Yep.
How about Tep McMillan so far, Steve? Like, I'm a big fantasy player, and he was an exciting idea. Number one target probably right away. Has that been true? The numbers are just pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's good. He's good, guys. He is going to be a very good wide receiver, and he's shown a lot of flashes. Had a couple touchdowns 2 weeks ago. This past week was more was quiet. I think a lot of that was, you know, that they had Sauce Gardner on him, and you know, they were going to make somebody else beat him because there's nobody else that's shown right now that you know, is a dangerous wide receiver. But Xavier Leggett, who was another first-round pick, you know, Tet was T-Mac, as they call him down here, was their first-round pick this year, and then Xavier Leggett was their first-round pick the year before, so they've taken two wide receivers in the first round of the last two drafts. Leggett finally stepped up. He had 9 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. So that was something that the Panthers had desperately needed from him because he has been really slow to kind of find his footing and to grow. And they need a second receiver to emerge, you know, especially after, you know, trading Adam Thielen in the preseason.
His best game easily, Leggett, last week.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Bulldog, would you consider it a Xavier Leggett revenge game? Or is it forcing it a little much? The Bills traded that pick.
Might be forcing it a little bit, but yeah, we keep track of these things here, Steve.
The Bills didn't want me. They could have just picked me at 32, right. But no.
They traded back. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you know, so it's kind of a, this team, I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like a slow moving train, but moving in the right direction. And, you know, I think Dan Morgan is doing a pretty good job with making decent roster moves. They've got a couple, you know, pretty decent pass rushers that both, you know, found the quarterback last week. They lost Pat Jones, who was one of their better pass rushers. He's done for the season with a lower back injury and had, you know, so they had to rely on a couple of rookies last week. And Nick Scorton, one of them, they stepped up and did pretty well. So, you know, there's some hope. There's some promise. Yeah, I think, you know, everyone down here, guys, is kind of anxious that this is kind of the measuring stick game, right? How far are you? You know, how far are you from where you need to be? Because, you know, the Bills are right now the measuring stick. So it's also kind of a tough team to figure out because, you know, listen, they come here, or the Falcons come here, and the Panthers beat the pants off them. They, you know, 30-0. They just kill them. But then Carolina the next week, you know, you figure they got the momentum. They're playing well. The next week they go up to New England and get the crap kicked out of them by, you know, a kid who's, you know, right in my backyard, Drake May. You know, so he's, you know, he just, you know, the Patriots ran roughshod over him. And but then they get on a 3-game win streak and, you know, starting to play pretty well. So, you know, I it's a hard team to figure out.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, I want to ask you, like, should they make the playoffs? They're 4-3. The division isn't great, but, like, I don't know. The quarterback is going to miss some time. We'll see how that goes. We already covered that. If Dalton wins a couple games, you know, maybe it'd be tempting to try to push for the playoffs with him. Who knows?
Listen, anytime you're in the NFC South, you have a shot to make the playoffs. Now, the Bucs have been kind of, you know, the team to beat, obviously. They're, you know, what, 4-time defending champions, and they're, you know, they got Baker Mayfield. But now look at, all right, Mike Evans is going to be out for a while, so they're going to lose one of their top weapons. Mm-hmm. And that's going to hurt. And I think it'll come down to, you know, those division games. And, you know, I wouldn't rule out the Falcons. I mean, the Saints are the team that you can just say no. But, you know, I wouldn't rule out the Falcons from, you know, obviously they played pretty well against Buffalo last mm-hmm. time out. I think that shocked a lot of people. and that's what I was kind of joking. You know, people down here are like, hey, so Panthers beat the Falcons by 30 and the Falcons beat the Bills by, what, 12? You know, does that mean the Panthers are 42 points better than the Bills?
Yeah, probably not.
No, I probably not. So one thing it's going to be, guys, I think it's going to be, you know, this is a measuring stick game for Carolina, and it's, you know, all things not really pointing in the right direction in terms of Buffalo coming off two losses in a bye week.
One oddity about that Falcons-Panthers game, like the Panthers have outgained their opponents 5 out of 7, but that isn't one of them. Mm-hmm. That isn't one of them. Atlanta outgained them by more than 100 yards and still got blasted like that. So it's a weird league sometimes. I kind of think Dowdle maybe is inevitable there. I saw what they did last week. You mentioned it, Steve, how they alternated with Dowdle and Hubbard. And, you know, a coach always has a little bit of a challenge when it's an injury thing, when the backup does better. This could be the quarterback too. But Dowdle was, I mean, record stuff. Two 200-yard-plus games in a row, yards from scrimmage, and Hubbard gets healthy, and they went back and forth, like drive after drive last week. So I kind of think when it comes down to it, Dowdle probably wins out, but, Steve, they like Hubbard. I mean, they paid him before people were thinking that they needed to do that last year.
Absolutely, yeah, and they gave him a big contract for a running back. It was a big contract. They gave him $33 million over 4 years. So that was, yeah, it was a big deal, and you know, I think that's one of the reasons for that loyalty, but I don't know. You know, listen, hey, we can all second guess a coach. I'd stay with a hot hand, right? I mean, you got a guy who's amassed 473 yards in two games, and he doesn't start, you know? They start Chuba Hubbard, and, you know, they go alternating, you know, possessions, and I don't – listen, I've covered the NFL since 1990. I've never liked the alternating running back situation. I just don't think it works very often. Sometimes it does, not very often. I think, you know, running backs are the type that get better as the game go along, and they get a feel for the game, they get a feel for the creases, what's going on, where things are setting up. And I think Rico Dowdle is certainly like that. He even talked about, you know, in one game where they were playing a few weeks ago, that, you know, in the second quarter, he came over to the coaching staff. He says, hey, let's call this toss pitch right. He says, I see something. I think there's something there. So they came out first play of the third quarter. They do a, you know, a little toss to the right, and he takes it 53 yards, you know. And so, you know, running backs, the more they play, I think sometimes the better they get. And I think it's tough when you're, you go in one series, and then the next series you're out. You go in one, you know, it's like, yeah, kind of like a basketball player, you know, going to the bench, you know, coming back on floor, going to the bench. You know, I think it's, you know, you get into a rhythm, and, you know, I don't know. If I was doing, I think I would stick with Dowdle more, but, hey, I don't get paid that money.
Well, while these teams don't play that often, they are linked here. There's like a long-running joke here about, like, anytime the Bills make an add to the roster, do they have ties to the Carolina Panthers because of McDermott's time there and Brandon Bean's time there, of course. Like, I don't know, were you covering the team when both of those guys were employed with Carolina? Yeah. I'm wondering, like, how much of a homecoming is Sunday going to be for these guys?
Well, definitely. I mean, Sean is still very respected down here, you know, within the organization. Brandon Bean certainly, you know, is a guy that, you know, a lot of people like. Now a lot of people have moved on. You know, Marty Herney was the one that kind of brought Brandon up through the ranks, and of course Marty's no longer a general manager here. But, you know, guys know them. You know, there's the organization, they're very familiar with them. A lot of respect for Sean McDermott here, no doubt about him, what he did and what he's done up in Buffalo. And then you can look at, you know, both rosters up and down the road. Yeah, I mean, you got Shaq Thompson. You got, you know, you can go up and down both rosters, right. And it's like, you know, down here they call it, you know, Carolina North, Carolina South, and I'm sure you guys call it Buffalo North, Buffalo South. But, you know, it's just, you know, there's so much, you know, crossover with the two rosters. It's kind of amazing. But yeah, certainly. And you know, listen, as I told you guys, there are so many Bills fans down here. I can't even describe how many Bills fans. I mean, there's in, you know, within 10-mile radius of my house, there's three Bills bars. You know, that are, you know,
I don't even have that where I live.
No, my son, you know, when he was in high school, you know, worked at a place called Taste of Buffalo, and it's you know wings and you know all of the Buffalo food, and you know, just so it's just, you know, and a Bills game, you can't get in there because, you know, so many. So there's going to be a huge Bills turnout. I think it's going to be basically a home game, you know, for Buffalo, in many respects.
Well, that's not, and we'll wrap here, Steve, like that's not unusual for the Bills, as you would know, I think, you know,
no,
like
when
they go to Miami, yeah. When they went to Atlanta, it was like that for their last game. And Nashville is the famous one. I think Nashville is where everybody we know goes. Like, it's just, they cut off tickets to the 716 area code, and it's kind of crazy like that. Not Kansas City, I guess, so much. But
yep.
Charlotte could be this.
And the Bills have a connection with Andy Dalton guys as well, didn't
they? Oh, sure.
A big game, and then a bunch of Bills fans donated to his charity.
Yeah.
Got him in the playoffs.
A last-second fourth-down pass against the Ravens for Dalton when he was with the Bengals knocked the Ravens out and put the Bills in. Yeah.
2017.
Yeah, I remember that. Ended a long playoff drought for the Bills.
Yep.
And Dan Morgan was here, who was the Carolina GM now,
right?
So
absolutely, yeah. So it's amazing the connections between the two teams.
Steve, thanks a lot for the visit today.
Anytime, guys. Anytime you need me.
All right, appreciate that. Steve Reed from the AP in Charlotte. Allen has never lost three straight. The last regular season, like one season, three game losing streak by the Bills was when Allen had been lost to injury as a rookie.
Okay.
And it's that Peterman Bears game and the Derek Anderson experience. They lost three or maybe even four in a row that year before Allen came back.
Right, that's a lock then.
Never lost three straight.
That'll never happen.
It's over. Steve, not as high on the Panthers as I was before the conversation. I kind of like them. I mean, somebody bet them 10-1 to win the NFC South this morning.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, well, they're a game out. 10-1.
All right.
No Mike Evans. That's for the year.
Right. That's tough.
That was very tough.
Yeah.
Mayfield had an awful night, I thought. Maybe he's got new receivers all the time, but even Ibuka, like, he was just off, I thought, a lot of that game. So the MVP shine is maybe off Mayfield for the time being. 803-0550 for your thoughts. Bills and Panthers, the season overall. Bills versus Patriots. Which team would you rather be at this point? That's one question. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Games come down to a few plays and a few playmakers making some plays in some big moments. And that, to me, is where Buffalo has lacked compared to the other top teams in football the last few years. So, yes, receiver maybe is an option there. I also look at is there a defensive tackle out there? Is there another cover corner out there that they can use and help their secondary out a little bit? I'll be interested to see their approach during the trade deadline.
Chris Sims. Well, there's one more receiver on the free agent block today. That would be Ray-Ray McCloud. Ray-Ray McCloud reunion, question mark? He was scratched for the Bills game, too. Surprisingly, I would say at the time.
And then sent home?
Yeah, and then he was basically kicked off.
Something must have gone sideways there. We haven't even talked about Tyler Lockett. Is that official yet, or are they still fishing for trade offers or something?
I think it's over.
Okay.
For Tyler Lockett. I'm not sure if it's over for Ray-Ray McCloud. He did have 62 catches for Atlanta last year, if you didn't know.
I did not know. I didn't even know he had got – I mean, I knew when the Bills played there because he was inactive. I didn't know he'd been there and caught 62 balls. Last I knew, I was surprised to see him playing in the rotation for San Francisco. That's got to be season before last now. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing last year was his first year in Atlanta.
That's right.
Okay.
Super Bowl year, San Francisco. They lost to the Chiefs.
All right.
The second time. Now Joe and I are texting about the World Series. I think Sneak's going to the World Series on Friday, and I'm still not. I'm just engaging with people with discussions. The Sabres have the Leafs Friday and Saturday, and I don't know what could be different about either of those experiences. Like, so many Leaf fans come here. There are so many people between here and Toronto in the horseshoe, but maybe there's a lesser Leafs turnout.
I would bet it might depend on if they're holding tickets already, right? They already got them planned. Let's go take over that building. That's always fun. And then, they find out last night that Toronto's going to be playing, whether they're going to the World Series or not.
Just to watch it.
Yeah, right. You might want to let's see if I can sell these tickets. And maybe that determines, for some people, that'll be the tiebreaker. Can I get my money back or even close to it? Because all I really want to do is go to my neighborhood joint and hang out with my friends and watch the Blue Jays game, rather than go to this hockey game. That's a fun time, anyways. But still, this is one, doesn't happen since 1993. So let's do this. Yeah, I wonder if the Canadians filling the arena will be impacted by that. And then, Saturday night up there. I mean, the games start an hour apart.
And the buildings are close to each other.
Very close, yeah. So, it's Toronto. I'm sure there are huge events at the Air Canada Centre or whatever it's called, Scotiabank Place or something, concerts and whatnot, when there are baseball games going on. So it's not an uncommon occurrence in a city of that size. But still, anybody who's casually invested in Toronto sports would probably prefer to watch the game two rather than go to a Sabres Leafs game on Saturday night. So I wonder what that'll look like.
It is 32 years since the Jays made the World Series. So for anybody under 40, probably this, you've never had this before. And it's LA and Ohtani and all, it's the best. I felt bad for the Mariners. Beating the Yankees is the best. Beating the Dodgers would be awesome. Beating Seattle, they're kind of like you. I mean, they came in, they're the Sabres and the Canucks. They came in at the same time, and the Mariners are the only, I think, major league team to have never made the World Series once, and they were that close. Imagine being at the Seahawks game last night, or tailgating if they have that, just being at the stadium for the football game, which started at 10 Eastern, and the baseball game, as that game is getting ready to kick off, it's like right in the heat of it.
That's in the throes of it, yeah, right.
I mean, would you have wanted to go to the Seahawks game if you were – I mean, they're probably all fans of both teams, the Mariners and the Seahawks. That would have been that would have been tough.
Like,
what a bummer of a loss as you're sitting there, you know, usually always getting so riled up.
Yeah, given the timing of everything, I can imagine fans at a tailgate, right, keeping track of the baseball game. All right, it's 9:45, quarter. We got to go. You turn your TV off and pack up your stuff and go to the football game, and you're ahead. And by the time you get to the turnstile, maybe you're like, oh, no. Or a little
that's
later,
when
whatever.
The home run.
Yeah, like yeah, I don't know the timing of everything. I don't know exactly what time it was, but it is very likely that people walked away from the baseball game with their fingers crossed, and then you know got to the football game and went, oh, geez, wow.
What would it be? It would be the Sabres playing. I'm not even sure how close this is. The Sabres be playing on, you know, this has probably happened. You know, a weekend Bills playoff date, and I think you could skip a Sabres game to watch
there's a lot
AFC
of them.
Championship or something like that.
Right.
But it's not the same the other way around.
No.
Because there are 8 or 9 football games a year.
Right.
And it's Monday night. It's a big one. And like you've got the Mariners on your phone, just which is really, you might trade 5 consecutive winless Seahawks seasons for that win in the ball game. You might.
Yeah.
How many straight games would you live with the Seahawks losing if it meant the Mariners winning last night? Like 50. That big. And it's not a franchise where like we'll be back.
Right.
The Mariners, you know, like that's the closest they've ever been.
Yeah, they haven't even been to that far that often. No. So yeah.
Tough.
That is tough. Yeah. Well, now that you mentioned that Sneaky Joe is in your ear about it, that lends more credence to the idea that this random text that I've not followed up on with my oldest son, who works on the morning show, was probably related to, like, do you want to do this? Because if Joe's talking about it, maybe Owen was a part of that conversation this morning. I'm just guessing. I just woke up to a World Series game, not even a question mark, just those three words. World Series game. I don't know what to do with that.
Pretty much the only thing it could mean.
Right. Yeah,
I am wearing a Blue Jays t-shirt that was a gift from my wife last night for my birthday, she said, which is a couple of weeks away. But she was in Canada because we are always in Canada. And she bought this t-shirt for me and gave it to me as a gift and said, you know, I thought you might want to wear this tomorrow. And I feel a little bit like the kid wearing the new sweater on the first day of school.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
Was that you? I don't know. Once I became a little bit more aware, I made sure not to wear the best new Christmas present to school on the first day back.
No, I always went for it. I was always busting out the new. I went to the concert last night. Here's the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I bought.
Okay.
I've always been that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Like if you went to a big concert tonight, tomorrow you'd be in here with that shirt.
Yeah.
I see. I did that. Well, maybe more than once, but I know one time I did that is 1988 when the Bills clinched the AFC East over the Jets when the goalpost came down. And I've told you how I have a piece of that net, or I used to at least, from the field goal, you know, from the stadium. And on the walk from – I wasn't driving then either. My friend was. But on our walk back from the stadium to his car, you know, you have vendors out there. And I had to buy a hat to wear to school the next day,
mm-hmm.
to signify I was at that game. I remember the hat perfectly. It was a white corduroy Bills hat with a logo, and it said 1988 AFC East champs.
That's pretty sweet.
I had to have it.
I can see that hat. I love that hat.
Yeah.
I need a good corduroy Bills hat.
Do you?
I had a corduroy Bills hat years ago that I really liked it, but I don't know where it went. But they're back. They're sort of new era's got you can almost buy any kind of hat you can imagine for your favorite teams now. And corduroy is on the radar.
Well, the T-shirt means I can't wear the visor.
Yeah, right.
Because that's breaking a fashion law.
Well,
two sports logos.
You reminded me now that you mentioned that you're wearing that. I didn't notice it. Didn't know that it was new. I did have the thought today I have a Vancouver Canadiens baseball cap that I got when we were out in Vancouver a couple of summers ago. That's a AA affiliate of the Blue Jays.
Oh.
And in fact, who pitched game 6?
Savage.
Yeah. John Gale texted me, like, some neighbor of his got in the mail his Vancouver Canadiens Savage jersey yesterday to wear. And I thought, I should wear my Canadiens hat today. And I forgot it.
Yeah, he pitched at 5 levels this year.
Yeah.
From high A all the way up to the majors. Started game 6 of the LCS. He'll almost definitely start in the series, right?
I would think, yeah.
I mean, what a year to start at high A.
Right, right.
Through New Hampshire, is it the Fisher Cats in New Hampshire? Guerrero played there.
Yeah.
Then eventually here and to the Jays. So that's a pretty good year. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.